Got something to say. I have something to say.
Okay, what's up? What's up?
The beauty industry is dead, apparently, according to people on TikTok.
Okay, okay.
The beauty industry is dead. They say that lash techs, nail techs, all the techs, hairstylists, even barbers in some form or fashion are losing clientele because people are pretty much figuring out how to DIY things.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But I be seeing you lash, bro. Yeah. I see the clientele. And so what's your...
Here's my take on that. Here's my take on the quote-unquote beauty industry being dead. Mm-hmm. My take on it is the beauty industry isn't dead. And if it is dying, it's because people have entered the industry without being an expert in their field, without caring about being a professional.
Okay.
So I have a problem with people who get into the industry, feel like they watched a YouTube video on how to do makeup or nails or lashes, and all of a sudden they can charge somebody $300 an hour for their services.
$300 is crazy.
It's crazy, right? I am by no means the best lash tech in Atlanta, let alone anywhere else. And that's not to say that I think my work is bad. I don't think my work is bad at all. I think my work is great. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the best because I know I always have room for improvement. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think one of my friends today, shout out to Bree, one of my friends today said, people have clients, not clientele. And the difference between that is that you look at a client as almost like a money sign. It's transactional versus like retaining clientele. Mm-hmm. It's more like
customers.
Yeah, it's people that you have a rapport with. It's people that are used to coming to you. It's people that are like, I go to Bree as an example because Bree can do my hair better than I could by learning on something on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact all of my clients could figure out how to put a strip on, mm-hmm. but they like the way I do lashes, and they think that what they pay for is equal to the price of the service. Like the value makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem with people thinking that it's dying, that people don't have clients, that it's slow season, that it's this and this and this, y'all just don't want to work. Yeah. And y'all don't want to work, or y'all want to work for one day and y'all expect three clients to pay your bills for the month.
Which is why they're making it so expensive, because you don't want to work.
No, like they don't want to work. Mm. No one's going to book you if you're only available on Tuesday from 10 to 3. Your clients are working people that work during the week. If you don't have weekend availability, you will never make it in the beauty industry.
And they're not coming back if you're canceling the appointment the day of.
Yeah. Don't send nobody no hey girl text.
Hey girl. Nah.
No.
And why? I got vacation tomorrow. Like, do these lashes, man.
It doesn't make sense at all. Mm. I think it's like people will always figure out how to do something on their own. But I think a good example to like compare the beauty industry to, mm-hmm. is like another service industry, like the hospitality industry, mm-hmm. where you got bars and restaurants. You know, you work in the hospitality industry. People can make food at home. People can make drinks at home. People can turn on some little twinkle lights and some music and pretend they at a club.
And that's what I wanted to say. Like, I think it's more so not the fact that people can do it on their own now, or that people have access to the equipment or whatever. They can look it up on YouTube. I think it's more so the fact that you are also giving service. Like, for the guys that don't know, she's basically a barber. Like, she's a barber. Like, people come, like, I literally sit there in the salon and hear y'all conversations. Like, people sit down, they talk to you, like, not saying that y'all are friends, but at the same time, it's like, these people that you be, like, doing their lashes, like, y'all be keying it up. Like, it's a part of the experience. It's more than just the service. It's the experience. Being in, you know, the restaurant industry, like, people come to me, yeah, because of the drinks, but cool. But, like, I'm also talking. I'm bringing, you know what I mean? I'm looking out for people at the same time so that they know that, yeah, I could go to any other bar, but I'm getting this with Janelle.
Exactly. Like, and there's a reason why bars and restaurants and clubs have regulars. Man. They have people that regularly frequent that spot. Because, of course, I could go home and make me an old-fashioned if I wanted to. Right. But there is a reason why I want to go to this spot to see this particular bartender for this particular service, because it make me feel good. Mm-hmm. People don't want to do everything themselves. That's just the reality of it. If everyone wants to do everything themselves, then these industries wouldn't exist. But people don't want to do things themselves. People want to spend money on for somebody to do something for them. It's just, that's just a tale as old as time. The beauty industry will never die. It will never die. It's been around for ages. It will never die.
I'm just not getting with the program. Yeah. That's really what it is, too. Like, how people be like, oh, hip-hop dead or something. It's, no, it's just evolving. It's evolving, and you're not keeping up with what it's evolving.
Yeah.
With.
And it's also, like, just a little pro tip for people who are entering into the beauty industry. Yeah. I've been in this industry for almost 3 years. I'm still very much a newbie. Mm. But from what I have learned, treat people with respect and read the room. Don't charge people a late fee if you late every other day.
Facts. Facts.
Like, don't nickel and dime people. If your client, if her lashes were a little, you know, salty and a little messed up because she was crying because her boyfriend broke up with her last night, don't kick her while she's down and charge her $25 for a lash shampoo.
Like, girl, I got you. Let me look like, out for you. Give her a little.
Build
a little
rapport with somebody. Like, ultimately, yes, we have to pay our bills. We have to do what's best for us. Right. But at the same time, returning clients pay your bills. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People that come to you on a regular basis, that is something you can rely on for steady income. Right. It is very hard to rely on keep getting new clients, new clients, new clients. It's not steady. You're not going to make $10,000 in a day doing lashes. I'm sorry to break that to you. Most people will not be able to afford a Mercedes car note. Most people will probably not see a luxury penthouse in the sky on the top floor in downtown Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Most people just won't see that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to break that to you. If you don't like what you do, don't get in an industry just for the money. You actually have to kind of enjoy it, because there are going to be times where you don't make that much money. Right. But you can't then be like, I'm going to charge $400 for a classic set because I need to pay my car note for a car that I had no business getting.
Like, FYI, they're broke too.
Like, we're in the same recession as everybody else. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People that are coming to you wanting to pay for this service that you provide, those same people are probably taking away money from a budget. Like, they're probably not getting as many groceries this week. They're probably,
it's a luxury.
It's a luxury.
And that, honestly, you should also look at that as a blessing, that someone is taking money that they could be putting to bills to get their lashes done, to get their hair done, to get their, you know, they cut. Like, it, that's a blessing to you. Like, you should also look at it as that. Like, that's a sacred thing that people are coming to you with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is people's money. And yeah, you should not play with other people's money. And that's the quickest way to lose a client, to lose someone.
So. Yeah. So, moral of the story, the beauty industry. Oop. I bumped into the mic. Moral of the story, the beauty industry is not dying.
Y'all just killing it.
Yep. Y'all are killing it, literally. Like, there's not a slow, painful death happening to the beauty industry. There is a disconnect between service providers and clientele.
It's homicidal.
Yeah. Well, it's almost suicidal.
Suicidal. You're doing it yourself.
You're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, literally, literally.
If you want to have a successful business, be prepared to work long hours. Be prepared to do a lot of days, like, where you're just not doing anything. Mm-hmm. You have to market yourself. You have to really commit to growing. And also, it's okay to work for somebody else. Everyone's not going to be able to own a storefront, and everyone's not going to be able to have a suite where they can push out clients. Sometimes you got to work as almost like, think of it as like an apprenticeship under somebody else's wing and doing something.
You have to know how to do the work before you can own a business and have other people do that. Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
I can't tell you how many clients have come to me being like, I used to pay this amount of money and my lashes didn't last. Mm-hmm. I would see her every 2 weeks and she would always charge me for a full set. It almost felt like it wasn't worth it. But then I started coming to you. The quality of the work is better. Mm-hmm. My lashes last much longer. My eyes don't hurt. They don't burn. They're not red. They're not, you know, there's nothing so funky not going on. And I pay you a fraction of what happened.
Right.
Because, one, my prices are competitive. Two, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like I work in a salon where we're undercharging.
Right.
I just feel like the prices are competitive. Right. And two, I feel like it's just realistic for the clientele that we have. Like we say, it's working people. We're all working people. I don't expect to make $5,000 in a day. That's unrealistic. Lash techs can make great money, but y'all have to be realistic about the type of money that looks like. And that's the same for any other beauty professional. If you want to be at the top of your game and you want to be funding four trips a year to Dubai off of lash tech money, then there's going to be some other things that you're going to need to do. You're going to have to really get some skin in the game. You're going to have to sell a course, sell some products, network, do things like a real business owner. Don't just be sitting in your suite. You got a car you can't afford, and now I need to charge my next two clients $500 so I can pay my bills. You'll never survive.